Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey, y'all. The OGs and new listeners alike, I am Randy, the more hydrated half of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, and this is my indie episode. So indie episodes are individual episodes Mikey and I record. It's a way for us to honor who we are as individuals and not just who we are as spouses. Episodes will drop every Thursday. It used to be Wednesday, but they will drop every Thursday from one of us with our thoughts about a random topic. Today is my turn, and for the first segment, I'm going to talk about the little graces and share things getting me through this quarantine. Finally, I'll leave you with a poem I wrote a long time ago, like before Drew a long time ago, that makes me happy and feels a bit prophetic now. I stumbled upon it while I was looking for a quote to end the episode, and it felt divine that that is what I found instead. With that being said, I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, I'm sweating. Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a 2-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the whack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go.
We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat really trying to...
So what had happened was... I need a break from deepness, y'all. I've been inspired by Mikey's last indie titled After This and other things I'll mention here to take a load off. When I was attempting to write production notes for my Intentions episode that I mentioned on my first indie back, I realized I just wasn't in the mood and didn't have the emotional and mental bandwidth to go deep. So instead, here are the little graces. The little graces I found during this time in quarantine that, again, I hope you find valuable and that I hope inspire you to acknowledge, you know, your little graces and what's getting you through. This is not an ad. This is genuinely what I am using and utilizing in these trying ass times. And yeah, and I'm grateful. So first thing is library thing. Now, library thing is a library quality catalog. It is a digital catalog where you can catalog all your books, y'all. Not just the ones you own, but the ones you've read, the ones you have on your Kindle, the ones you listen to. You can go in and catalog your books. And I've never heard of this, but my mom sent it to us. I think like we were up there with her for about 2 weeks early in this last month in March, right around before her birthday. But library thing used to charge people $10 a year or $25 for life, but they've since made it free due to the coronavirus. They had planned to make it free eventually, but the coronavirus pandemic inspired them to go ahead and make it free now because people are at home, they're reading more, they're listening to books more, they're trying to catalog their stuff and be organized, and so they made it free. And I was on the fence because the Apple review went on the app was like, but I love it. I love the digital, the computer version. So I love cataloging my books. You get to add them to collections. You can make your own collections if it was your favorite book, if you read it but don't own it yet. It's just, I'm loving it. And my mom has so many books, y'all. And so watching her scan her books in was hilarious. She's like full of power. And she has 3 long wall length shelves of books scattered around her house, and she hasn't even made a dent. And I have 89 books in my collection so far. I haven't cataloged everything. I've just cataloged one of my shelves, but I just love it. And I want to spread the good word. If you are a reader and you have books, or you just want to keep in mind your books, you know, or even books you want to read, they have a section you can add it to your library and you can add it as to read. So books you even have on your list. I just love it. So check it out. That is getting me through reading, adding the books to the category, to my collection. It's just this mindless, therapeutic thing because I'm touching hardcover books and I'm reflecting on all these good reads. And it's just great. I love it. And I want to spread the good word. The second thing that's getting me through this quarantine and that I consider a little grace are creators. And so one of the creators that I'm highlighting here is Evelyn from the Internet. Now, I love Evelyn. I've followed her since I graduated college. Some of you know this, but I used to write for other people, and one of the platforms that I wrote for had me write a review about her review of this wig. It was from 6 years ago. I don't even know, 2014, 2015, either way. And I've been following her ever since. And she's a Leo. She just seems like good people. And when I need a break from being a content creator myself and constantly trying to think of new ideas and constantly working, one of the ways I decompress is I go and I binge lots of her videos. And so one of the most recent videos that she did that I love is called My Favorite Calm Chill YouTubers. And it was just this really nice. I love her. I love her concept in her YouTube videos because you know it takes a lot of work, but it doesn't look like it. And this video was so it was just so calming. And she's sitting in a room and she's like whispering, you know, and trying to be low, and she's shouting out, you know, fellow YouTubers, and it was actually good content, and they are really chill, and I followed some of them. I just think it's just one of my latest favorite YouTube videos to return to, because right now, y'all, we do need to chill out. And I love that she did this. And so, yeah, I'll have all of this in the show notes, but that was a good one. And her channel in general is a great channel. And yeah, she's just good people. She just seems like she is. I don't know her personally, but she seems like she's good people. Another set of creators that I'm into is the creators of Scream Queen podcast. So Scream Queen is a new podcast that Domino Sound, the network we just joined, produces. And I've said this before, but when I learned of their other podcasts in the network, I really wanted to be able to talk about them authentically, which means I needed to be able to like the content or just to be able to listen. And I need to be able to like it. I want to like what we're talking about and the team that we're on. And so we have not met these people in real life, but I love this podcast. I don't feel like I give myself space to talk about the quirkier parts of me, the parts that are a little strange. Like, I love horror. I love true crime. I love suspense. I love scary things. Like, that's my version of roller coasters, because I hate roller coasters, but I get my thrill from watching scary shit and being completely uncomfortable. So anyway, when I found out that Scream Queen was in their network, I had to listen. So Scream Queen is a podcast about scary movies by people not typically depicted in scary movies. Hosts Drea Washington and Tommy Pico dish about what goes bump in the night from a Black, queer, Indigenous perspective and have a damn good time. And it's produced by Domino Sound, like I stated. So y'all, I love when people do reviews, and that's actually not true. I just love this podcast because it made me so nostalgic. They talk about Freddy Krueger. They talk about scary movies I've never seen, and they don't just talk about it in this very superficial cookie cutter way. Like, they go deep. I love their act. Sometimes they start off by doing a segment of, have you seen this? It'll be a movie that I haven't seen, you know, that I'm just completely interested in. They are truly scary movie connoisseurs, and you can tell they respect the movies. They respect the writers. They know the actors, you know, they know details. It's a very thorough, obvious labor of love and hilarious podcast, because Tommy be out here with these sexual innuendos. Drea be trying to reel him in. They both love movies. They're so passionate, and they have really great chemistry as friends and as podcasters, and they just make me want to go binge watch all my favorite scary movies and watch new ones. And there are some I know I'll never watch, and because of their review. They have another segment where they do like a pour one out. So they'll pour one out for someone who died in a scary movie, maybe too soon or unfairly. And then they do, at the end, the last segment, they do a Scream Queen. They award a Scream Queen award for people who survived the scary movie and like why. I just love it. It's just a very interesting concept of how to do a horror show. And I've been binging them before this quarantine, but I just finished the last episode before the end of this season a few days ago. And I'm waiting to finish the last episode because they review The Outsider by Stephen King. They review the show, but I want to read the book first. I'm going to read the book and then I'm going to do the episode. Anyway, my other favorite episodes from Scream Queen is It Was a Dark and Stormy Night. Number 2 is Black History is Black Horror. Number 3 is Sabrina and the Manic Pixie Bisexual Sex Torture Demons. Yeah, that was a really good episode. If you like the Netflix show Sabrina, you will love this episode because they actually brought on one of the script coordinators, and it was just a great episode, and it was great having some BTS details, behind the scenes details about what was happening. And anyway, it was a great episode. And the fourth episode I really love is The Kids Are All Right. Nah, fuck them kids. And that was a really good episode because they were talking about these awful kids in these scary movies who are the killers in these movies. So that was really funny. And the last one that I really liked is The Head Got Popped Like a Grape. But I love all the episodes. These are the ones that really stuck out to me. So check them out if you are into that sort of thing. The third set of content creators I want to shout out or just let y'all know what I've been doing in this quarantine is the My Favorite Murder podcast, hosted by Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Harstark. I love them. Now, when I first learned about My Favorite Murder, I was at my last job, which was an awful place, as y'all have heard. And my coworkers really liked this show, and I tried to get into it, and I couldn't do the banter in the beginning. I didn't know what the fuck they was doing. I was like, what is this? But then I miscarried while at this job, and I just needed something. And my spirit told me to try this podcast one more time. And so I did. And I owe them a great debt because they got me through that whole miscarriage. They got me through that job. I really like this podcast. It's a true crime podcast, and they tell survivor stories. They tell true crime stories, murders I have never heard about, or murders I wanted to hear a bit more about, because I have an obsession, a low key obsession with serial killers and why they are the way they are. And you know, why, you know, it's just this concept of murdering people. It's not funny, but you can tell they hate serial killers, but they're just good storytellers, and they relay the stories in a good way, like in a very entertaining way. They do talk a lot, but if you really love them and love the show, it does not bother you. Like, before they start, they do a lot of back and forth banter, but there is a lot of gems in those conversations, and so you can skip if you want to, but they really do, they like, all of it is intentional and important in my opinion. But I really, some of my favorite episodes I couldn't find because they have so many, and so they're not all on their site or on Apple, because there's so many episodes. They've been around for like 4 or 5 years, I think 3, 4, or 5 years. So, and if you're a podcaster, you want to know, you can't really keep that many episodes on your RSS feed without like the podcast app crashing and your show not being able to be listened to. So you eventually do have to pick and choose which episodes stay, and those are usually the most recent ones. But anyway, so far, if you're interested in this podcast. Oh, and another thing I really like they do is after they tell these horrible stories, and some of them aren't horrible, some of them are survivor stories. No, but they're still horrible because these survivors survive awful, impossible things. But anyway, before they end the episode, they do a fucking hooray, and and they basically say something good. You know, they talk about therapy sessions with, you know, something happy, a show they just picked up, and usually almost all of their show recommendations are really good recommendations, and I found a lot of gems through that too. It's just happy stuff, so you don't leave feeling like the world is awful and people are horrible and, you know, all people do is murder people. Like, it really does make it easier to go to sleep at night. So anyway, my favorite episodes, and this is really not, it's just two episodes I recommend so far, is Small Pillow to Scream In. I just listened to that one. It's one of the most recent ones. They cover a airplane crash, which turned out to be it was a murder, but the airplane crashed because of a murder. Dark episode. So it's a dark episode. They all are. And the second one is The Grandma Surprise. Their titles are really weird, but if you listen to the episode, you understand why they named them that. Anyway, that episode talks about the origin of the Stockholm Syndrome, which I've always been interested in. And that episode was just really informative and entertaining, and so I recommend it. And moving on. So the third thing getting me through this quarantine and the little grace that I found is Sarah Beth Yoga. So she is a yoga instructor on YouTube that I actually found when I was pregnant with Drew. I was just aching really badly, and somebody, I think our doula, I'm pretty sure, she suggested I do prenatal yoga, and I had never done that before. And y'all know I was so afraid to move that I didn't move much when I was pregnant, because walking would set off these awful contractions and cramps, and I was just really scared. But prenatal yoga is very, very low impact, and I was aching so bad, I was like, I got to. So anyway, I found her through that, and I loved it, and I hadn't done any yoga since. Like, I was like, okay, that was great. But since quarantine has happened, I have picked yoga back up for obvious reasons like anxiety. As we know, I've talked about, I'm not in therapy right now due to cost and the fact that we are at home. and so I needed something. And so I talked about this in a post that I wrote, so I'll share that too, so I don't want to be redundant. But I really love her yoga videos. She's a really good teacher. She starts off slow, but by the end, she can just tell you the movements. And I just feel so in control and empowered and calm. And so my favorite three videos that I've done the most since in quarantine is Yoga for Anger. It's really good. It's like 10 minutes and it's just really good. It's a really good decompressor. There's a 10-minute energizing yoga routine that is really good as well. All of these are my favorite so far. Yoga for Anger, 10-minute energizing yoga routine, and a 30-minute full body power yoga. Now, that power yoga, I hadn't realized you can use yoga as an exercise. Like, it is an exercise, especially if you practice it for a long length of time and consistently. But I had no idea that there was a such thing as power yoga. And it's intense, but not in a, I hate working out kind of way. Like, I'm never conscious of how much time it is because you really have to focus and breathe and believe in yourself. I don't know. I love it. And I'm going to be doing yoga for the rest of my life, and I love her. And she seems like good people. The fourth little grace that I would like to acknowledge is Yogi Tea. Now, I've had Yogi Tea before, the peach detox and all that, but lately, the past few months, my favorite Yogi Tea, especially now, I've had a cup every morning when I get up, is the Positive Energy Tea. Y'all, I wasn't a believer. And my trainer, but she insisted, she was like, listen, get this tea. I promise you it works. Because I used to get these midday energy slumps, and I just used to be like, I don't know how people parent and go to work. I just don't understand. And so she was like, try this tea. Y'all, this tea is life. It's life. It's life. I love this tea. And my mom gave me a few bags of her relaxation yogi tea. Man, I felt like I took a Benadryl. I had some for the first time the other night after I drank some and I was reading a book, and then my body just, then I crashed. Now, I don't know if that was because I was also exhausted, but it really did, like, it hit me. At first I was like, oh, okay, but it hit me. Man, yogi tea is life. And so if you're feeling like you just need a pick me up, and I really recommend the positive energy tea. Mikey is hooked now. He went and bought 2 boxes the last store run because we don't want to run out. So he bought 2 boxes, and my mom gave me some relaxation tea, but I'm going to buy more of that the next store run. And finally, the last little grace that I have found in this quarantine is late night reading. So I've actually, y'all know I love to read, but a lot of people don't know that in 2019, I didn't read a lot. I read 4 books out of that whole year, which really is a sign of how low I was. And there's an article that I'll put in the show notes that I found that was like, reading, like, trauma can impact your reading. If you're a reader, you're less likely to read in some cases if you're like really traumatized or have gone through something. And I'm not doing it justice. It was a really good article, and I wish that I'd had it last year because I just felt so bad, and I could not bring myself to read in the way that I do. I read, and I just had nothing to show for myself. I was just really ashamed and sad that I couldn't make time for it, and I just couldn't be in the space for it. And it really impacted me and impacted who I am. But since this year has started, I have been reading a lot and sharing some of what I read on Instagram, which is good for me because all I got is my husband, myself, my baby, my books. So, and people seem to like it. I don't know. But late night reading has been really great for me. Mikey winds down with Drew, we all do. And I come out and I'll read a few pages, or I stay up all night and I know I shouldn't because I got to get up at 5 because I work from 6 to 2 now. And I read all night, or like I read for like an extra hour or more. And it's just, I always end up paying for it in the morning, but I never really regret it because it just feels good to leave this planet for a while. And it's just been a grace, and I'm happy that I've been given. And sometimes I read while Drew is even up and about, and like, yes, she'll pick at the pages and stuff, but for the most part she leaves me alone because I'm mellow, and so she's like mirroring that. So anyway, that's been another grace. And I'm thankful for it because we all need an escape. And right now, that's my escape.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. And right now you can save over $500 on any queen or king bundle. That includes a Nectar mattress, foundation, mattress protector, cooling pillows, and sheet set, as well as our 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com/save500 and get hugged.
And finally, I'll leave you with this. So in the past, I always end up doing a quote at the end of the episode. And I was looking for one in my quote book that I have, that I keep all my favorite quotes in. And I ended up finding this poem that I wrote. This poem that I wrote back in 2015. I took a course called Digging Deep and Facing Self. It was ran by a poet. Her name is Kate Meisner. And Erica Badu has given her shout outs and stuff. And I had never heard of her, but my cousin had sent me her course, Kate's course, and it was called Digging Deep Facing Self, and it was Grow Fierce, part of like a Grow Fierce program that they did yearly. And it cost a lot. It was like, it's a 30-day intensive writing course that is meant to, you know, empower women and like encourage them to be confident and bold and give them a space to like recover from things they need to recover from. But it was really expensive, but they had a scholarship opportunity and I applied and I got it. And I was so happy, y'all, because that was like a really bad drought in writing for me. And it was a really big deal because I couldn't afford it, but I wanted to do it. Sadly, the program ended the last year that I did it. But it was great. And we got put in these little groups, these virtual digital groups. And I was in the dandelion. We were putting groups based off of flowers and stuff. It was just great. And I still keep in contact with one of the women who's in my cohort. And she has two beautiful baby girls and this husband, and she does music and she still writes. And I love her and we still follow each other and stuff. But anyway, we had to do a lot of writing prompts as is intensive writing course. And some of them were like eradicating envy. So we had to write a poem to someone we were jealous of, basically turning our jealousy into what we really wanted to say. And then we had to write a poem in the voice of someone we hated or someone we didn't forgive, and then like rewrite a poem maybe from their perspective or like forgiving them. It was just really empowering and healing. But one of the poems we had to write was a reconstructed self-portrait and basically a new poem for ourselves, where we basically just shout ourselves out, you know, just tell yourself you love yourself. And so I found that, y'all. I found it in this book, in my journal book, and I'm gonna share it. And I hope you like it. It's like 5 years old, so, you know, bear with me. So, my reconstructed self-portrait. My body is like the door of return in Benin because my body belongs here. I feel like the crisp and smooth pages of a great book. And I am happy too. I am on the inside of Mikey's smile. Sometimes my body reminds me of pink dogwood flowers. I am like the smell of milk and sugar and vanilla caramel tea in a sea of a baby's first laugh. And I love my people. Our body types, uniqueness, our shine after using goat's milk or black soap. And my body belongs, like the sight of sisters leaning shoulder to head while talking about joy. My body is a room of good books lined against the wall, and the sun and shea butter have found a home here. It is a constant reminder of grace. My hips have the strength to carry my future children. My high cheekbones remind the chief of Comenda of a beautiful woman. And my skin will age slow, God's form of reparation. And my family is as beautiful as honeysuckles from a wild bush and fireflies when they light up. I feel like the blues and purple shades of a peacock in love. My body is a home that is beginning to feel and look lived in. My body and my being is as necessary as revolutionary acting and thinking. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was a load off for y'all too. So the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network. We love y'all. Hey. Submit questions or feedback for the next solo episode. This time I didn't have a Q&A, but you know, that's okay. Send us questions and we'll put them in our episode, more than likely. Email us at blackmilmare@gmail.com, blackmilmare@gmail.com, or leave a voice message at 770-750-4098 that could be featured on a future episode. Let me know what you think about this episode, y'all, and be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. It is updated. It is fresh. It is new. It was a labor of love. Mikey says 70-30. It was really like 80% me, 10% him. No, but it was great. And we hope you like it. And finally, follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, I am Randy, RANDIIIIEEE. And Mikey is Mikey _XXI. And on Twitter, we are @_TheChapmans. As always, y'all, be blessed. Don't settle. Fight clean. Peace. About time that I get back, yo, I'ma get back, we can hold it down. Oh God, I'ma get back, yo, I'ma get back, and we can hold it down. Yeah, this be the fourth year in the promised land. Watch it, I promise.